We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Ayin Beis Omer Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Ayin Beis Omer Aleph. Omer Rebbe Chama Bar Chinuch, Uvel Rebbe Chama Bar Chinuch. Ma'idach Siv says in the pasuk, "As big day has Sarah Dosharis by Kodesh, as big day Akodesh Aaron Akayim, as big day one of the Chayim." And we darshan the word Sarah. So it says, "As big day has Sarah Dosharis by Kodesh." So Agamar is assuming it's big day Kahuna. So it says, "Why is it called big day Sarah? What's Sarah? Sarah means something left over." So Dr. Gemara, Mole Big De Kahuna, if not for the Big De Kahuna, like a star miss a name shall Yisrael, Sri the Plit. There'll be nothing left from Klal Yisrael, which is the name shall Yisrael, which is a way of Saginar. But there'll be nothing left of Klal Yisrael if not for the Big De Kahuna. Rashi explains that Big De Kahuna, that Al Yedeim Akrivim Akabonis, and Hamachap Ma Yisrael, without the Big De Kahuna, which allows us, facilitates of the Kabonis, we wouldn't have Kapara, we'd be nothing left of Klal Yisrael. So this was called Big De Sirot. Now, on a side note, if you learn Rashi with on Chumash, Rashi's Big Day Sirah does not mean the Big Day Kuna, because Rashi says, the Pasuk says, as Big Day Asirah the Sharas by Kodesh, but as Big Day HaKodesh La Aaron HaKoyin. So it sounds like that Big Day Sirah is not the Big Day HaKodesh. Rashi learns the Big Day Sirah meant the begadim that they used to cover the Kalim. So this Gemara, L'char, is a Kasha on Rashi, and the Mepharshim deal with it, how this stems of Rashi and Chumash. There's a Raya to the Ramban who learns Big Day Sirah as Big Day Kuna. Another pshat, that's just a side point, I see a Chitzchak and other Mepharshim that talk about this. Now, what's Lashon Sirid? First pshat of Lashon Sirid is that without the Big Day Kuna, there will be nothing left of Klai Yisrael. Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeni has different drash of the word Sirid. Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeni Omar, the Beir Rav Shimon, they said in the Beir Rav Shmuel, it's a different Gersa, Tana, Begodim Shegardim Oysam Kibri Osam Mikilehem, Umishardim Mehem Klum, which means like this, that these are begodim, when you make the kasinus, it's not pshat, you make this sheet of material, and then they sew it together to form a beged, to form a robe. It's not what happens. It's shaped immediately in the loom as a robe. But they leave off something. That's also surreal. They leave off something. Mahi, what does it mean leave off something? That's certain part of it that they use a mean needle to add on certain parts. And we'll see what that is in a second. It says about Big Day Kuna. Big Day Kuna in Oysen Oysen Ma'is Machat. You don't make a sheet of material and then you sew it together to make it into a beged. It's woven as a beged from scratch. So Haki is saying there's a Ma'is Machat here. Something is done with a needle. It's the Brisa says it's Tafka Ma'is Oyrek. For the sleeves. The sleeves were not attached. They were attached afterwards. When they sewed this robe, they sewed it as a robe with added sleeves. And afterwards, they added the sleeves. They sew the sleeves by itself. And afterwards, it's attached to the beged. And it reaches till the palm of the hand of the kohen. So the sinus was made till the toes of the kohen and till his palms of his hand, it covered his complete body, this kesinus. But Lashon Sirah, the point of this mandiyam is because you left over something when you wove this robe, you left off the sleeves, that's Lashon Sirid, and you left over something, left off sleeves, and afterwards it was attached by needle. So two pshatim and Sirah, either means that without the Big Day Kuna, Klai Yisrael wouldn't make it, wouldn't mean anything left, or it means to add on an extra piece. I just want to speak out that Rashi learned that the Big Day Kuna are mechapai, they facilitate the kabbalas. Other Rishonim learn that the Big Day Kuna itself are a kapara, like we have in Gemara in other places, Zochim, that every Big Day Kuna is for a kapara for a different thing. So, like for example, the Eifah is for Baal Pa'ar, I am Shimon Schwab on the parasha Tetzava talks about that, that's the only one on the parasha, I think. Okay, Kitza, kapanim. That's the not a pshat in Big Day Kuna. Zot Mar Avayta. Omar Rachava Om Rav Yehuda. Once we're darshing different things about the Mishkan, we're going to darshing another thing about the Mishkan. Omar Rachava Om Rav Yehuda. Shalosh Aroinos Asa Betzal. Betzal made three Aroinos because it says in the pasuk that you make Basisa Aroin 8, also Aroin 8 Seshitim, and it says Tzipisa Asa Zav Tahar Abayis Mechus Sapanu. You have to cover from the inside and the outside with Zav. How do you do that? You take three aroinos, and they give us exact size. the Agamara. Just we have to know that the pasuk says the Aron was 1.5 amas high. It says Va'asu Aron and Teshidim Amsai Mechetzi Arkai Va'ama Mechetzi Rachboi Va'ama Mechetzi Kremasai, which is 1.5 amas, which is 9 tefachim high. That's the height of the Aron. Now we're going to put box inside the box out. So you have to figure out the size of all these boxes. So that's what we're going to explain. Shalosh Aron is also with Salam. The middle one was made out of wood. Tisha. It was 9 tefachim high, like the pasuk says. 9 tefachim high. It means the complete box, when you're looking at it from the outside, was 9 tefachim high. Panimi shel zav, you put it inside a box of zav. Shmoina, that was 8 tefachim. Why was it 8 tefachim? Because the floor of this box, the thickness is 1 tefach. So when you put something in and you want it to be even to the top, it has to be 8. Because it's 1 tefach higher off the ground, because the wood box is 9 tefachim, but 1 tefach goes for the floor of it. Therefore, the inside box is 8. The outside one, chitzain, asara amashu, is 10 and mashu. Why 10 and a mashu? So, like Rashi explains, that the outside box, the floor of it was razor thin, it was a mashu. Then, you have 10 tefachim, 9 connected the height of the wood box, and then 1 tefach higher, because when you place the kapiris, the cover, it goes inside, and the outside of this will cover the kapiris. Because the outside box, there's no kapiris on top of it, the outside box is going above the eights, the wood, and because you have to place the kapiris on top of the wood, and this will be a cover on the outside lip of the kapiris. So therefore, it's altogether 10 amashu. Why is it 10 amashu? 9 to cover the 8s, 1 to be above the 8s, 1 tefach, to be a lip around the kapiris, and there's a mashu for the floor of the box. For the Gemara about Tanya, the price is acharas amashu, it's 11 amashu. Loikasha, ho kamande om yeshu eva tefach, kamande eva eva tefach. There's a machlokes if the outer box also had a floor that was thicker tefach. So if it's a thicker tefach, so the first tefach is for the floor, then another 9 tefachim to cover the wood, that's 10. Then you need another tefach to connect the kaparis, 11. So what's the mashu then? Bishlo, if you did the first 10 of mashu, that's for the floor. But what's the mashu on this? Gemara asks, my mashu, that's a zer. That's, we know it was a crown. Everyone agrees it's a crown. But the first one doesn't tell us about the crown. This manev mashu means for the crown was on, from the zav, the outer zav box had on top of it a crown, and that surrounded the kapiris now with a crown. That was the keser of the aron. And the first manev doesn't talk about the zera like Rashi speaks out. Omer Rav Yechanan. In the Beis HaMikdash, 3 of the kelim had crowns, and they each represent a different keser, a different crown. Shel Mizbeach had a crown, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that is. Veshel Aroin, that's the Aroin, that which held the Luchas, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Veshel Shulchan, and the Shulchan, which had Lechem upon, also had a crown. Shel Mizbeach, that's called Keser Kahuna. Who is Zeichu with that? Zocha Aroin Menotli. Aroin was Zeichu with Keser Kahuna. He got the crown of Kahuna. Shel Shulchan, which represents Oysher, Ashirus, wealth, which is the king, Zacha, David, that's Keser Malchus, which David was Zacha for. Menotloin, he took it. Shalaroin, that's Keser Taira. Anyone who wants could go grab Keser Taira. Adayim Munaklu, it's still there to be taken. Anyone who wants could take it. Shema Taimar, since it's cheap, you know, everyone could take it. Maybe Pachazur, it's less of a crown. No, that's the biggest crown, Keser Taira. Dabla, it says in the Pasuk, when the Taira is talking, Taira says, it's in Pasuk in Mishlei, the Taira is talking, it says, Be Melachim Imlechu. With me, the Melachim will be crowned. That means the whole Malchus of a king comes from the Taira. So the Taira is bigger than the Keser Malchus, and that's Pashat, Keser Malchus is bigger than Keser Kahuna, because the Melech is higher than the Kayin. So obviously, therefore, we see Keser Taira is the highest level of a Keser, and that's for everyone to be taken. Everyone can take that. Rav Yechon has a stira. Ksiv Zer. It says in the Pasuk, when it says Zer, it's without a Yod. So it sounds like Zar, but we read it, the Kareen and Zer, we read it as Zer. It says Ksiv Zar. If you read it without Nekudais, it says Zar, no Yod. And we read it Zer. That teaches us that when it comes to the Torah, Zacha Nasis Loi Zer. If you're Zaycha, and you learn Torah in the right oifen, it becomes a crown for you. Loi Zacha, if you don't learn Torah in the right way, then Zara Himenu. If you forget it, it becomes like foreign to you. Mishtakach, like Rashi said, Mishtakach when he forgets it. He has to learn Torah the right way. Lishma, Chazara, learn it the right way. If not, Zar Himenu. And we'll see even more that Torah could be a Sam Hamavas, like we'll see in the Gemara coming up. Rabbi Yecha the Stira. The Ksiv says in the Pasuk, V'asisa lecha arayin eitz. This Pasuk is referring to, actually, which is a problem, the Lucha. It says, V'asisi Oma Hashem alai, P'sal lecha shnei Lucha yisavonim. Carve out two Lucha yisavonim, Karishayin, V'alai alai hara, V'asisa lecha arayin eitz. Make a chest of wood to put the Lucha in it. The Ksiv. Don't say v'asisa lecha. It says v'asu arayin eitzim. You should make the klai yisrael should make arayin eitzim. Stira. One hand says the arayin is v'asisa lecha. You should make it. Other hand says v'asu arayin eitzim. So we learn from here. Mekal talmud chacham shmei iroi mitzuvin lastam alachtai. We see from here that talmud chacham has something he has to do. The people in the city are mitzuvin to do it for him. So it's v'asisa lecha. You have to do it. But l'maisa v'asu the klai yisrael does it for him. That's the Gemara's drasha. So, like we spoke out, there's a kasha here that the Achrayim asked, Mashah asked the kasha that once the different Arayin is over here. One's the Arayin of the Mishkan. That's for also Arayin Teshdim. Sisa Lacha Arayin is the Arayin that held the Luchas, which went out to war with Klal Yisrael. So it's not even the same Arayin. So Taisus in Chulin, the Avtzalik Beis answers that there's a Hekish that teaches us that they're both the same, and we learn out that they're both the same thing. So we have to say, we learn from here, Talmud Chacham, that has a chayiv, the community should help out with it. Al-Kapanim, and Rashi, is different kash, Rashi Zali, it's not the Seder either, it's not in the same order either, because this Pasuk, Asis L'cha is in Devarim, Sefer Devarim, with Parshas Ekev, and V'asu Arayin Tishnim is Parshas Truma. So it first says V'asu, then V'asis L'cha, that's not a problem. So Rashi says, just like a smachta, it's not the Mamash real drasha. Now it says by the Aron, Mabayis umachutz titzapenu. You cover the Aron with gold from the inside and the outside. Amar Rava, called Talmud Chacham, Shein Teich Gabari, Lift Mir, any Talmud Chacham that is inside, is not like the outside. That means that he has to practice what he preaches. But if someone does not practice what he preaches, it means he learns Torah, but he's not a Yerushimayim in a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham has to be Teich Gabari. Amar Abayiv, Teim Rabba Ula. Nikra, not only is he not Talmud Chacham, Nikra Nisav, he's called a disgusting person. Shenamar, Afki Nisav and Elach, he's disgusting and a rotten person. Ish Shoysa Kamayim Avla. Taira is Daimah Tamayim, to water. He drinks water, Avla, with Averis. If he has Averis and he learns Taira, that's not a good thing. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Barach Veinam V'yanisan, Mayid Ksil, the Pasuk says, Lom is that Mechir V'yad Ksil, what does the foolish person have money to buy something? Liknes Chachma, but Lev Ayin. He buys Chachma, but his Lev is not there. The Yerushimayim is not there. Oy Lehem L'Sanayim Shal Tumil Chomim, Shal Yisqim Tar V'yam Yerushimayim. It's terrible for Tumil Chomim who learn Torah and they don't have Yerushimayim. In a similar vein, Machers of Yanai, Chaval Adalestai Darta, he doesn't have a chotzer, Dartim is a chotzer, there's no place to live, and Vidarta, Vitarla Darte Avid, it makes a doorway for the chotzer. It makes a doorway for the chotzer. That means the Torah, Rashi says, Shar Torah in Elashar, the comes with Yerushimayim. The Torah is only a doorway to go into Yerushimayim, which is a big chiddush. We think Torah is something by itself. No, it's saying Torah, of course, Torah is by itself. Torah, the purpose, the ultimate purpose of Torah is Yerushimayim. So I was learning this yesterday, and there was a Yid next to me, Rav Shach the Shiner. So he told me, yeah, the Sfas Emes says, we say in davening, V'har Yenim Sarasecha, V'davik Benim Yisrasecha, V'yachem Levenu Lehava L'Yerushimecha. The ultimate goal is L'Yerushimecha. That's supposed to come from the Torah. So I'll talk to Gemara Vaitim. The only Rabba the Rabbanon. Rabba told the Rabbanon, his Tamidim, please, loy teres and tarte gehenim. Don't be Yairish to gehenim. It means like this. If someone does Averis in this world while he learns Torah, he gets nothing. He doesn't have Olam Haba because he did Averis. He doesn't have Olam because he's learning Torah the whole day. He says, you know, you're not even enjoying yourself. You're going to gehenim with learning Torah. That's the... It's present to learn Torah and keep the mitzvahs. Those two things go together. If not, you'll have tarti gehenim. Omrim b'shuma levi, ma'ayit ha'ksev says in the Pasuk, v'zoyis ha'tarah asher sam Moshe. And the kasha should have said, asher li made Moshe. What's asher sam Moshe? Moshe taught us to say, what's sam Moshe? It's a remez, sam means sam, means a poison. Zocha nasis lo sam chayim. If you're zoyicha, then the Torah is sam chayim, is a medicine of life. loy zocha, if you're not zoicha, nas l'sam misa, it could be a poison to kill someone. If he learns Torah the wrong way, which means lekanter shloy l'shma, behind the Amar Rava, the Uma law, if he learns it well, l'shma sama dechaya, then it's a medicine that keeps you alive. The loy Uma law, if a person does not learn it with the right kavana, sama de moisa, it could be a poison. The Torah gives you simcha. It says in pasuk imras Hashem tzerufa, that the Torah is tzerufa, which sounds like it burns you up. Zacha, if someone is zaychem isamachta, it makes him happy. Like zacha tzarfasei, it burns him up. Burn. So the real word tzerufa means it cleans him out. But here it means it'll burn him up and it'll get yisurim and gehenim, like Rashi says. If he learns Torah the wrong way, it could be a samamavas. The same word tzurufa can mean two things. Zacha tzafas l'chaim. If he's zaycha, so it cleans you out l'chaim. Lo zacha. If he's not zaycha, tzafas l'misa. It cleans you out l'misa. Again, it causes a person to die. It says vayit in the pesukim. Yiras Hashem tahira ameres lo'ad. Yiras Hashem is tahira. What does that mean? Amram chnina. If someone learns Torah b'tahara in purity, that's the highest madrega. That's Yiras Hashem b'tahara. Now, how do you learn Torah in purity? Mahi noisa ishi, first marries a woman, then he learns Torah. Rash says, then he doesn't have hira avera. If he's married, then he learns Torah. Eidus Hashem ne'emana, that the Eidus of Hashem is trustworthy. Talking about the Torah itself will be made la'asad lavi. Who is mekayim it? Who is not mekayim it? Back to the Lashonis by the Mishkan, by the Pareches, and by the Big Dekuna. It says in the Pasuk, Maisa Reikim. One hand says Maisa Reikim. Other hand says Maisa Chayshiv. What are these two things, Reikim and Chayshiv? Sometimes it says Reikim, it says Chayshiv. So Rav Lezer says it's all the same thing. It's all woven. But the Rav Lezer, Shereikim and Makam Shechayshivim. Makam Shechayshivim means they make an outline with, like, dye, where they want to make the picture of certain animals, and a picture on these begadim and on these pareches, on these curtains. They first made an outline, that's chayshvim, and then they sewed it on, roikim. That's the first shot. But it's not some ma'isi roikim, some ma'isi chayshvim. All the same thing. Just means makom chayshvim, roikim. Tanash Reder Amechemya, roikim ma'isi machat. The roikim and chayshvim are two different things. Roikim is something you do with a needle point. The fikach parts of echad, therefore the one picture on one side is the same picture on the other side, because it goes through and through. Chayshiv is ma'isa oirig, which means it's woven and you can have two different pictures on two sides. You can have two pictures, one picture on this side, another picture on the other side, because it's woven onto it, not with a ma'isa macha, not through and through. Stop over here.